Hello there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And we have made it to the end of March. I'm reminded of last year at this time we were talking about quarantine and all of that, and we've made it through a whole year of it. So, wow. Thank you, Lord, for helping us endure kind of a crazy time in the world and in this pandemic. We are in Psalm 13 of the Voice. And again, these are songs that people sing to the Lord. And oftentimes when you're in a worship service and you hear some worship songs and or hymns or whatever, you will hear snippets of the songs in them, which I find fascinating and fun. So anyway, here is chapter 13 or Psalm 13 in the Voice. This is what it says. How long, O Eternal One? How long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I agonize, grieving your absence in my heart every day? How long will you let my enemies win? Turn back, respond to me, O Eternal, my true God. Put the spark of life in my eyes, or I'm dead. My enemies will boast they have beaten me. My foes will celebrate that I have stumbled. But I trust your faithful love. My heart leaps at the thought of imminent deliverance by you. I will sing to the Eternal, for he is always generous with me. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, would you always be generous with us and give us eyes to see when you are and to thank you. I think about the 10 lepers who were healed by Jesus, and they were all healed, and only one who happened to be a Samaritan came back to praise you. And you said, where are the other nine? It's because only one, this Samaritan, came back to thank you. So Lord, hearken our lives and hearken our minds to stop in the middle of the day and just simply thank you for what you have done. Lord, thank you for blessing us with life. And even if nothing else is true about us today, we are living. We have breath in our lungs and we have an opportunity to praise you. So I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for this lament psalm, and it follows a very specific structure where you ask questions of God. Why? How long? And I love that this is in the Bible. I love that it's okay to say these things. I love that it's okay to be honest. You already know everything within our hearts, Lord. And because you do, it is part of our choice to have relationship with you when we actually voice these concerns and voice and give word to what we are experiencing. Because, Lord, there are times when we feel like you have forgotten us and we wonder if it'll be forever. We have felt like you have looked the other way. We have agonized and we have grieved your absence. There's been times where it has felt like you have abandoned us, even though the truth is you have said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. I will never forsake you. You are a covenant-keeping God whose hesed or loyal love always pursues us. But there are times in the human condition where we feel like you are far, far away, and we have to cry out to you, turn back, respond to me, O Eternal, my true God. Put the spark of life in my eyes, or I'm dead. My enemies will boast they have beaten me. My foes will celebrate that I have stumbled. Lord, help us to be, keep us from stumbling, Lord. And we do know and we acknowledge that you are the one that gives light to our eyes and life to our eyes. And Lord, we cannot conjure it up on our own and in ourselves and in our strength. We need you to intercede for us. And that's why we look to you and we tell you honestly how we're feeling. And we ask that you would come to us and respond. Lord, we choose today to trust in your unfailing, faithful love, this hesed love that I have talked about. And Lord, may this be true of us. May it be that our hearts leap at the thought of imminent deliverance by you. Lord, may today be a day where we sing songs of deliverance. We sing songs of praise. We sing songs of reverence and worship because of what you have done. And even if all you did was save us from our sins, that's enough to praise you for the rest of our lives. Lord, everything else is gravy. Everything else is icing on the cake. And you have done 1,000,000 great things for us. But we can stop and just thank you for our salvation today, because it is such a great salvation. We come to you with fear and trembling, but we also come asking you to restore the joy of our salvation, to restore the light to our eyes, to restore the spring in our steps. We pray this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Jesus' beautiful name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to have your prayer prayed for on the first Sunday of the month, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record up to 5 minutes of a prayer request. And then on the first Sunday of next month in April, I will pray for you live. And so it's been a really fun thing. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing this. It takes a lot of effort, but so far I've really enjoyed it. So if you want to have your prayer request prayed, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record it very easily. Thanks so much, and have an amazing last day of the month.